pretty happy. We had parents come down there years ago, and father just stormed through the door. I'm looking for my daughter, and all of a sudden he spot his daughter, and it's getting the crowd, and pull her out, and she'd be crying, and I'd say, "Mister," he'd stay out. This is my daughter, and he'd walk her out. I remember in the early days.
A lot of people's parents didn't want them to go anywhere else. They actually had to tell them they were going somewhere else and sneak down.
That's right. They'd lie.
Back in 1970, a month after the warehouse opened, there was a celebration there was a benefit for the celebration of life, which was going to be a big party out in City Park. And there were booths set up during the day, and they had a couple of bands playing that night. Well, Don Fox saved my life that night. My dad had been offshore, and my mom and I got in an argument, and so I split for the warehouse that afternoon. She called my dad. My mom called my dad. And he flew in, came and dragged me out the warehouse by my hair. And Don Fox came to my rescue. The following week, Canned Heat played at the warehouse, and the warehouse had a paper called In Your Ear, and they had an article about me getting drugged out. And so the week after that, 2 weeks after the incident, they had a parent night. So any parent or granny who didn't want their kid to go to the warehouse, if they went with a kid, they got in half price. So my mom and my aunt got to see Almond Brothers and Albert King for $2.